Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Okay, Brandon, this is the point in the show which you tell me to tell people that are listening to the show that they should tell other people to listen to the show.
Yeah.
So if you hear nothing less of the show, it's, hey, I like the show. I'm going to share the link to the show with somebody else. That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good. That's good enough.
Okay. So here's the other thing. We are on the TikToks. And
I spent some time.
Well, there's so many comments coming on TikTok for the Smarticle Podcast. I really mean this. Nobody really listens to the show, but we get so many comments on TikTok that I'm overwhelmed. I can't read them all. So my daughter took my phone and she read the comments of people on TikTok, which, by the way, my mom listened to the show, but she could never go on the TikTok. The two top comments that she loved, she was like, hey, chubby man behind the microphone, you don't know what you're talking about.
That wasn't me, by the way. That was you.
Exactly. That's her first comment. And then the second favorite comment that she found, which I didn't know, was, hey, why don't you shut your cock holster? You don't know what you're talking about. Cock holster. I didn't know that was a word.
You've been educated by a Gen Zer, I'm sure.
My daughter saw that comment. Hey, you don't know what you're talking about. Shut your cock holster. My daughter was crying in tears.
Oh, that's so good. I'm glad you're getting a lot of TikTok comments, Larry.
So go to TikTok, follow the Smarticle Podcast. It is a hoot. And I bring that up to say that here's the headline. Lawmakers blast TikTok in a hearing with CEO, citing life and death issues. Ashley Gold from Axios brings this article. But as you know, there was a big recent hearing with TikTok in Congress, so you could probably find this article anywhere. But go ahead, Brent.
Well, I mean, Ashley Gold is a tech writer. I mean, there's nothing to say. I think she's just a tech person. I don't think there's woke or MAGA.
Please tell me she's 22 years old. And
no, she's actually been writing for a number of years now. So she's a seasoned veteran of the journalist wars.
Ashley Gold is not a cock holster. I am. TikTok CEO.
Chubby face cock holster.
Zhu Jichu defended the company from charges that it poses a national security threat in a hearing before lawmakers who fiercely advocated for banning the popular short video app. White House and TikTok's critics in Congress said the app, which is 150 million U.S. users, puts their data at risk because TikTok is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company, which means whatever the company has is essentially property of the country of China. Chu said he has not spoken to any representative of the Chinese Communist Party since taking leadership at TikTok and announced a plan to move American data to American soil at a plan called like Project Texas or something. Bottom line with this is that TikTok is coming up against it. They are going to have to either sell the company to, I'm assuming, an American company, or TikTok is going to get banned off the major phone systems here in the country. So I was having this discussion with my daughter over the weekend, and I said, guess what? TikTok is going to be banned. And I'm not kidding you. She absolutely freaked out. She just could not believe that this would actually happen.
Why does she freak out about it? It's a social media site.
So your daughter's too young. My daughter is the wheelhouse of, she's 15 years old. TikTok is her wheelhouse. It is her life. This is what she does. She goes to TikTok. She doesn't use Google, only TikTok. This is 15-year-old girl's
That's
wheelhouse.
Crazy, man. And for like everything, like what YouTube is to everyone else, TikTok is to 15-year-old girls.
That is absolutely it. And by the way, I say this all the time. People think like social media in general is like Instagram's bad, right? 15-year-old girls would not be going to go to Instagram. TikTok is the most regulated social media out there. They don't have politics. They don't say bad words. It's basically just dancing. It's a pretty vanilla social media.
Well, I turned on because I follow our TikTok account and I got a dancing, scantily clad bikini girl. So is that not? I was like, what?
Apparently they know you, Brandon. That's
the algorithm. They found out that I like scantily clad bikini girls.
This Smarticle Podcast likes scantily clad.
I know. It's not even my real name. It's literally the skinny Smarticle Podcast. That's my sign on TikTok.
Nice.
Because there's a fat guy and there's a skinny guy. I'm the skinny guy, apparently.
So here's the thing that me and you know about the world as it is in the U.S. right now. Republicans and Democrats cannot agree on none thing. None thing. But they are agreeing that this thing is going to get banned or get sold, and that's going to happen. And I tried to tell my daughter that. This is happening. Prepare for TikTok to come off on this.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they are going to sell. I think there's too much money to be made. Money will decide this. I mean, I'm saying they'll sell. The company will sell because they're not going to just take a loss.
When you say they're
okay. So let's
you're
unpack.
About, let's, you're talking about the Chinese.
Let's back up a little China. Bit. Let's
yeah.
back up a little bit. Okay. So TikTok is a privately held company.
True.
But it is under the auspices of the Chinese government. So like Alibaba, yep. which was a big Chinese like marketplace like Amazon, was like 10 times bigger than Amazon.
Yep.
That was basically shut down. Not shut down, but the owner...
Taken over.
Taken over, and the founder just disappeared. No yep. one's seen him. He just disappeared.
By the way, they just literally... There was a Jack Ma sighting. Like, he literally left, was gone. They just
was
found
Was he
him.
In, like, gray, like, a pajama Seriously. Suit and, like, skinny?
He had no brain. He yeah. mumbled, said two-word sentences.
Yeah. I got a feeling. There's a number of things going on. So let's unpack the Chinese part of it first. There is absolutely no question that the Chinese government... is a bad actor in terms of they're our enemy. Let's not, they don't hide it. We don't hide it. Historically, we have political ideologies that don't mix. The Chinese government opened up to the West in sense of manufacturing and has made gazillions of dollars. The problem yeah. is the Chinese government still controls everything in China. Nothing yep. gets done in China business-wise without the okay of the Chinese government. Or
and
you
nobody would disagree with that, right?
Right?
Like, nobody's disagreeing.
Right. So what they're so that's number one. Number two is this is a data company. Don't kid yourself. You call it social yeah. media all you want. They are collecting data. This is yeah. valuable. Every single company in the world wants data, including cool. the U.S. government and the Chinese government. The U.S. government does not want the Chinese government to get America's data. That's
of course.
What's going on.
So here's my question about that. Do they skim all the data off your phone? Like everything you have on your phone, they get, or are they just getting the data?
Well, that's the big question. Look, I mean, this guy came, by the way, he's Singaporean. He's not even Chinese. So
yeah.
he came to Congress and they basically just, it was just political grandstanding. There was nothing
no.
there that, yeah.
No.
And it was like, they weren't doing a hard fact finding thing. They were just literally like,
no.
let me get some airtime. So we don't really know what was going on. I'm not quite sure I know what their argument is. My hunch is there is some serious security stuff going on behind the scenes that we are not aware of.
Of course.
That, right. The NSA is talking to these congresspeople because they have right to do that and saying, hey, listen, we got problems. The Chinese government is skimming. There's a potential they can lock down our phones. There's all this stuff. I have always hesitated putting TikTok on my phone. Because maybe I just think, I don't know if I mean, and not that I believe that Facebook or any of the others aren't skimming, but I'm more worried about the Chinese government yeah. shutting it down than I am about them.
So just as a point of pushback for you, big guy, what is it the Chinese government has on you? Like,
well,
like,
no, but afraid? I mean, think about the data that you have on your phone. You have passwords, you have financial stuff, you have
So you
GPS?
Think the Chinese people are going to specifically hack
well,
no, you?
Well, no, dude, you know, that's the problem.
I'm
you
asking.
Don't, you're making a joke about it.
No,
here's the deal. If China decided to go to war with us and had massive amounts of information on where our people were, what they did,
yep.
how they got from place to place, that is power. That is
Correct.
Incredible power. So that's yep. what they've got on. Do yep. they want my click rates on what I'm shopping for? Maybe not, but it doesn't hurt them to have it. I mean, they put it into their massive server farms and they've got it there at a fingertip to be able to use against us. I think that's what's going on in terms of TikTok. We are very, very afraid of anything Chinese right now. And I think
we
should
be, by the way.
I do. I think we should be.
And by the way, if they were finding and looking for what the Dobles are shopping for, it's a body shop to fix their car.
That's true.
But nobody can debate that the Chinese are scraping our data. And by the way, they came up with the perfect Trojan horse to do so because TikTok is freaking believable. Like, my mom's listening, she's like, care less. Maybe you're a grumpy old guy like me and you, and you're like, you losers on TikTok. It is really unbelievable. This show, which we've been doing for a year, we put up out there on the internet, nobody listens to on the
podcast.
Well,
there's some people, but yeah,
we put this out on TikTok, what we talk about and how we do it, and we get 3 100 views a day. And that's because TikTok takes transcribes somehow in the computer world what we say and then sends that to people that it thinks should hear it. And those people really want to hear it. It's unbelievable at how the algorithm takes and gives it to people that want to hear what the people that are saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. That's why I'm actually really interested when we post this episode up on TikTok talking about TikTok, what's going to happen? Are we going to be, are we going to be blocked? That will be really interesting to me because I did get censored one time and I have no idea why I was being censored.
Same with me.
I was like, huh? I didn't even say anything. But
totally agree.
So there is some bots out there that are censoring things. I'll be curious to see what happens with this. It scares me a little bit. It doesn't scare me that much. No, but
just back to, but we dabble on the Facebooks and you just get stuff that you just don't care about at all. You're like, geez, Louise,
right.
I don't care about my high school friend from 1970. Blah, blah, blah. TikTok is unbelievable that it knows you so well to give you the information and videos you want. It is almost as if it's magic.
Well,
almost.
It's like ChatGPT in a way. It's AI doing it, right? They've created an AI algorithm that basically looks at everything and sort of guesses with infinite computer power to guess what you want. Now, I'm not on TikTok. The only thing I'm looking at on TikTok is the Smarticle podcast. I have no desire to go down a rabbit hole of looking at people dancing. It just doesn't interest me. But I am definitely not the target audience. I'm not the demographic they're looking for.
So, but I know, I'm just extrapolating this out. To me, it's sold hope in that we do this show. Nobody listens in a podcast form. But the content is good and we're good because TikTok is taking what we do and sending it to lots of people and they're interacting with the show.
Right. Yeah.
So it really is a magical being.
Yeah. And your sort of random beer drinking excursion in the Russian River Brewing Company got over 1,000 views total. I mean, maybe the same people. I don't know how that works. I mean, we're just two dudes that are just trying to do something creative and entertain people. TikTok is big business and there's a lot of really, really smart people there that are running the show. I don't know the answer on this. I really don't. It's just like one of the few times I just don't have a real opinion.
We were on the cusp of this. We would agree that there is a national security issue here.
Yeah.
And I think we would agree that they got to sell this or we're going to ban it. I think we would agree on that.
Yeah.
Here's the issue. And you just said this. There's too much money out there for it not to happen. Does the country of China need money? Who cares? They don't care that it's going to
happen. Yeah, they do need money. I mean,
no, they don't.
Yes, they do. This is their economy is not as robust as it was. The COVID hurt China immensely. I'm not saying they're going to go out of business because of TikTok, but they don't want to lose that American market. I mean, they are the first social media platform run by China that is basically controlling the social media world in America. I mean, so much. So social media appears about 10 years ago, right? Facebook 2007 becomes sort of the standard bearer. There was MySpace before that, but it's been around. It's clunking around long now, right? Twitter's a mess. Instagram is a mess. Facebook is a mess. TikTok is not a mess. TikTok is absolutely exploding. Everyone under the age of 30 is on TikTok, and many people over the age of 30 are on TikTok. You're right. It's because they've done a better job. They've taken and looked at what these other companies have done, and they've just improved on it. Now, it doesn't work for me per se, but I do agree with the fact that, I don't really want to have fake intimacy with people. I just want to look at videos of monkeys dancing, right? That's kind of the idea of what TikTok is. So I don't know what the long-term effect, but I definitely know that China doesn't want to lose this for sure.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure of that. And I really mean that. I just think if we're going to, it's kind of like the Cold War again. Like, okay, so we're, and that's the other thing.
So you think they want to lose the money?
I mean, I don't know. Does China need our money?
No, but that's not the point. But they want our data.
But the other kind of covert part about this, they do want our data, but they also want to feed us to what they want to feed us to. I mean, that's the other kind of Nostradamus thing of this. Like, they can influence the American people by this algorithm and information that they give us. So that's where they don't want to lose.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what the Russians did in the last election. Sending out
totally.
All these fake. It'll be interesting regardless in the next 5 years what social media looks like. I really feel like I agree with you. I think TikTok is going to get banned. I don't know what is going to come out of it, but I have a hard time believing that nothing's going to come out of it in terms of a TikTok space.
Your daughter's too young. Mine is of the age. There is nothing bad going on. I mean, I'm sure there is, but for the most part, it's a very clean video social network, and I have no problems.
Well, what better way to get a system to work than to have guys like you say, hey, there's nothing wrong with it, as they're scraping our data and doing all this stuff.
I just think the irony of this is that in an age where it's people under 30, me and you, two old farts on their 50s, are blowing up on the TikToks. And I just think it is so ironic that the traction we get is from TikTok.
Absolutely. Larry, this is probably our longest episode, so I'm probably going to have to edit out quite a bit of what you said today. But bottom line is, thank you for teaching me all about TikTok dancing today.